This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Oh, hi, podcast listeners. I'm Dee Mason from Joy 94.9's Drive team, Danor Mason, driving you home Thursdays from 4 till 7 p.m. You can listen to us live at Joy 94.9 every Thursday, or you can stream us live via the Joy website at joy.org.au. You can also listen to us live on the Joy app. But if you miss out on all of that, we do try to resurrect some of the good bits from our weekly shows and pop them up here as podcasts, which you can access via joy.org.au/podcasts, or indeed you can subscribe via the iTunes store and not miss a goddamn thing. Thursday the 13th of April was heaps fun because it was right in the middle of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and we were lucky enough to have the very funny Deanne Smith drop by the studio for a live chat about her festival show, Post-Joke Era. Or so she thought. What actually transpired was a whole lot of overexcited banter from Dana and I, but you get the sense of what a great sport and a terrifically funny lady Deanne Smith is. Her show runs until the 23rd of April, so you want to be quick to get in. For what it's worth, here it is, Dana and Mason with Deanne Smith on Joy 94.9.
Outbound is very messy between King Westgate Freeway and Pascoe Vale Road. Good run between Western Ring Road and the airport. Oh, and outbound on the Westgate Freeway is awful. 29 minutes from Kingsway to Western Ring Road. On the brakes between Kingsway and...
Mate, you're really
Williamson
invested
Road.
In this today. I don't know what's going on.
No, it's exciting. Yeah. There's a lot of red. Usually there's a bit of yellow, the occasional green, and then the red appears the later we get. So it's a disaster.
It's also a pattern. It happens every week, and I'm surprised that you're surprised. Do you want to know what's happening on the rail?
Please tell me.
Do you know what, people? There's minor delays on the Frankston, Sandringham, Sunbury and Williamstown lines. Everything else is all right. Minor delays here and there. Do you know what? Get the app. Download it. You'll never look back. Hey, do you know who we've got live in the studio?
Please tell.
It is, of course, the Comedy Festival. We're all a little bit Comedy Festival weary, but do you know what? That's all about to change, because in the studio live we have the lovely and the very, very talented and actually quite funny Deanne Smith.
Oh, hey, everyone.
Oh, hello, Deanne Smith.
I wanted to back up and do a little bit more on the traffic. I think we need to tell people what the good news is. Eastern's looking good. Mornington Peninsula is looking good. You only read the reds. You got to read some of the greens.
Yeah, read the greens. Get out
the
greens.
She's spying over my shoulder.
I like the way she says Mornington Peninsula.
Mornington Peninsula.
Like that's a thing.
What would you say?
Mornington Peninsula.
Well, that's
all right. Deanne Smith is, of course, playing the Comedy Festival. Her show is called Post Joke Era.
Man, what a good show it is.
And she's 8:30 nightly. You actually look a little bit better than almost all of the comedians I've seen this week, because including some of our very own comedians that work at the studio, you're holding up better.
Oh, yeah.
You're eating right. You're doing the right things.
I am doing all the right things. I'm going to bed early.
Well, you've been to this barbecue before.
Oh, yeah. I'm not really drinking too much. I've had a couple of crazy nights. But as you know, today I spent my afternoon with a three-year-old. So
yeah. You did.
I got all that.
Some foliage in.
How do you find yourself a three-year-old in a new city?
That's a very good question. Yeah. This is Ursula Carlson's little girl.
Oh my God. I want to see her, but we can't get it. She's the South African.
Yeah. She has an extra show at the town hall. Maybe you can get tickets to that.
Because that's the thing. So comics are all bringing out these extra shows. Your run finishes, so we can catch Deanne Smith from tonight at 8:30. She's playing down at that taxi at Riverfront. And every night except Mondays, right until the end of the festival, which is the end of this month, no?
Yeah, right until the end. The 23rd, I think, is the last day.
Yep, that's right. Now, do the comedians all sort of, you know, convene in one hotel area or part of the city? Is there like a post-festival club?
Or do you need to keep it to yourself? I'm not going to give it
don't
away.
Don't tell them.
Yeah, right, okay.
used to be the Hi-Fi, which I guess is now called Max Watts, and it's since moved on, but I'm not going to be the one to break it.
Yeah, good. Don't
break
tell
that
okay.
news.
How do you cope during a long festival? Because I can't imagine how you get through such a long event.
Yeah.
Basically playing or gigging nearly every night without falling ill or having a nervous breakdown.
Yeah, it can be quite intense. Luckily, I, like probably most, if not all, of the comedians, I really love doing my show, and I love that hour. So for me, that hour goes by really quickly. But there are definitely nights when you're like, whew, I'm tired, and now I got to bring the party. But it's a really nice position to be in. And I think just outside of the festival, you got to remember, there's like third week, usually everybody gets sick.
Slump.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, the third week
illness.
So
you just have to look to...
And you're all sharing microphones, and I can tell you.
I know.
You don't know what's on that one.
I know. But my tech is really great. She disinfects all the mics between the shows.
Are you a neat freak?
No.
No, really?
But I seem like I am, yeah?
Yeah, you're impeccably presented. It's just that,
I'm always wearing the button-up shirts. So I don't have a bow tie at the moment, but normally I do.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable in some filth. I got a dog sharing my bed right now.
Okay. Oh, well, how do you just get a dog in a new city?
I know, isn't
like,
this
what
great?
Are you doing?
Yeah, I'm staying with a friend in the suburbs, and she's got a couple of dogs. So.
What sort of dog?
They look like big poodles, but they're not.
Right. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know exactly what they are.
Well, if they're not dogs, they're not
fake news poodles.
Yeah, that's fake news. They are fake news poodles.
Now you'll be researching all the fake news because Deanne Smith's been nominated, selected as one of the co-presenters, hosts, guests of the debate.
Yes,
the comedy festival debate. There's only two ladies in this debate. I think that's odd.
Yeah.
So they should go for some sort of parody. I would have thought.
Yeah, I'll be bringing that up during the debate. Don't tell anybody. Yeah. I haven't sent my script in yet.
Good.
But yeah.
So the topic of this, the 28th annual Great Debate, which the comedy festival hosts, and it gets televised. So I think you're recording it, and then it's televised on the 17th of April next week.
Yeah, right away. So we're doing it on Saturday, and it's coming out on Monday.
Yeah, that's a bit of editing, double time and a half over Easter. Good work for somebody. You've got to fake the news to make the news.
Yes,
got to fake news to make news.
I'm on the affirmative side of that.
So you totes think that you got to fake news.
Yeah, I think it's a great side to be on because it's just an indisputable fact, whether we not want it to be true
started.
Or not.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
In 2017, don't you think? I mean, we've all seen so much fake news.
Yeah, fake news is a fact.
Yeah.
I like that.
You're right.
Did you see, sidebar, that the Trump... today, accidentally told Fox News that he'd just sent 59 missiles to Iraq. And the newsreader, the journalist said, do you mean Syria? And he went, yeah, Syria. And it was actually televised. But there was a 4-second break before she corrected him. It's like, that's long enough for somebody to press a button in Iraq.
Mm. Well, depends what button you're talking about, doesn't it?
The missile button, mate.
Yeah, no. I thought you meant the editing button.
Oh, beg your pardon, right. Yeah.
Just as easily
they don't have
the editing button.
They don't have a 4-second dump. Sorry, we were talking, Deanne Smith, just before you arrived, about the incident of a plane flying over flying to Hawaii.
Taiwanese Sea.
And it dropped its entire payload of human poo onto a cruise ship deck.
No way.
Yeah, it's good, isn't
it? Whoa, wait, what? Wait, okay, so the plane just had poo in it, but it wasn't
it had people in it too.
It wasn't transporting poo.
No, it was its regular payload.
Right, it's just
poo.
Its regular poo.
Because the poo plane thing is fake news. That's not a thing. You know, we don't just put poo in a plane.
I didn't know. I don't know what they're doing over the seas.
I don't even know if this is not fake news, but it's so good.
I don't know if this is not fake news.
Can you just tell me more? Then what happened on the deck?
Well,
did it hit anybody?
It's frozen when it hits the deck. So there were some injuries. There's a big room guy with a neck brace on.
Oh, God.
And some, you
know, it in the neck.
Some scabs on his face.
Oh.
And it was the lady
so
Pacific cruise liner. So, yeah, we were just
Pacific.
Having, you know. We were just having, you know.
It would have been poos and wheeze too. That's what the frozen stuff would have been.
Frozen, yeah, but as far as
shards of poo.
Yeah. So
what a way to go though.
We're pitching people.
Don't you think the most embarrassing way to die would? I mean,
that's got to be one of them.
Yeah, killed by a block of poo.
Poo to the heart.
Yeah. Well, so we're thinking about people playing bocce on deck and just being rained on.
Shuttlecock.
But yeah.
Oh my goodness.
What's that
now,
one?
Tell us about your show. What can we expect from your show?
Let's transition from frozen poo
to you.
Into your show.
Poosicle.
What can you expect from me? Oh my gosh. Well, I never really know how to describe myself, but I got the review I wanted. All I've ever wanted was for someone to actually use the word rollicking.
Well they did it.
They put it in the Herald Sun.
Wow.
A rollicking laugh frenzy.
Really?
Well, Herald Sun.
I know.
Sponsor of the festival. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's just a good time. It's a great joke. I talk about a lot of stuff that's kind of current at the moment. I talk about depression. I talk about gender. I talk a little bit about the political situation, about going to the Women's March in Washington, D.C. the day after Trump was inaugurated.
Is the is the current political situation, I guess, in the States just gold for comedians?
I think comedians are pretty depressed, just like everybody else is.
Yeah, but you know, we're human beings. You've got to turn it into something positive, I guess.
You got to try.
You've got to make a career out of it.
My favourite quote on this comes from Amy Schumer. She was asked, somebody said to her, don't you think that... No, it wasn't. It was the one that has Samantha Bee. So, beg your pardon. They asked Samantha Bee, you know, jokes must write themselves at the moment under this political climate. She goes, jokes don't write themselves. Jews write them.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's like, well, it's true. So, it's still, even though he is ridiculous and hilarious, it actually is going to become harder to write gags about that because... Mm. You've got to compete with his actual own level of comedy.
Well, that's the thing. It's so he seems like a satire of himself that is really.
Well, Tina Fey's got. Not Tina Fey.
We don't know.
You guys.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus has got some good work on Twitter this morning with a fake Veep credit sequence with Sean Spicer talking about the Holocaust. Hitler not using. Chemical weapons.
Yeah. So you know, did you see this? Shawnee Spicer gets up and he says, they go, well, why are we bombing them? And he goes, because they're sad. He's just like, he's doing things that, like, even Hitler didn't use chemical weapons. And everyone's going, what the?
Oh my gosh, no.
And then he goes, oh, I can see what you're thinking. I'm not talking about, and then he actually said, I mean on his own people. And everyone's like, just back it out of there, Spicy.
Oh, my gosh. So that's really horrific.
So someone at Veep has actually created the credit sequence out of it. So it's it's absolutely hilarious. Look for it. But
Google that, Deanne Smith.
Okay, I will. I'll Google it.
Yeah. Deanne Smith, have you ever gone by an abbreviated name of your name?
No.
Deanne always?
Deanne. My family calls me D. That's a pretty natural shortened version there.
That's why
because
this one
my name is D.
Yeah.
And I've never revealed on air that my actual Christian human born name is Deanne.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
There's not so many of us.
No, but do you know what? I went to university in Canada.
Yeah.
And I was getting, you know, you have to get carded for everything, you know. And I remember going up and I used to be embarrassed of the name because in my family I've always been called D. So I didn't want anybody to know that I had this other name. And this guy picks up my card, you know, my student card, and he goes, Deanne, that's a very pretty name.
Wow, all right.
So that's what I'm going to call my memoir.
That's very nice. Yeah. That's a very pretty name. Do you chuck a capital A in the middle of it?
No, I think that's pretentious.
Okay, well, I'm doing my own thing. That's what my parents did.
Yeah, so that is part of it because, you know, I promoed you this week on our Facebook page, but I put, I only ever work in caps, so
it was all caps all the way.
Yeah, it was all caps. I didn't know what to do. Didn't fit in.
Actual Deanne,
yes.
Not this D. Do you have to make much adjustment to your shows when you travel? Like when you bring them to Australia, do you have to, you know, adjust, tinker with themes or jokes that you think won't travel very well?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't tend to write very local things. I write about myself or about bigger themes, which translate pretty easily.
Yeah.
But I always like to interact with the crowds in front of me. So I find that I do a little bit of different kind of stuff when I'm in Australia.
Like your Hannah Gadsby babushka doll.
Yes.
Was that born of another, Deanne Smith does a great line when she comes out and she goes, I know what you're thinking. This is what the inside of a Hannah Gadsby babushka doll
No,
must look
that
like.
Happened because we were both on that gig and we're friends.
Oh, okay.
We were both on that gig and we were dressed exactly the same. We both that year had like white shirts and black pants and black vests. We looked exactly the same and we were both
but
on that gig.
But it was such an on-point gag at the time, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not something that I do all the time.
Right, okay. You know, just pick some larger glass, big bespectacled lesbian comic in... That's the other thing I've got for you is I know that you call yourself American / Canadian.
Yeah.
I like to call you Canadian-ish because I think of you as more Canadian.
Yes, but, I think most people do.
Broadly North American. But is that because you're born in the States?
Yeah, I was born in the States. At this point in my life, I think I've lived outside of the U.S. about the same time that I lived in it.
Yeah.
I started comedy in Canada. And when I first came over, I got on Good News Week and it was my first TV spot ever. So I was a little nervous about it. I didn't know what to do. And they had this whole section about me being Canadian. And I was just like, okay. Yeah. So I just like ran with it because I didn't want to mess up their whole thing. Yeah, and I, you know, I just didn't have the confidence to be like, not exactly.
Yeah, sure.
So that myth has perpetuated, but I'm happy about it. I left the U.S. when George W. stole that first election.
Right.
And now I'm really glad that
I'm not
there.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Now,
so you weren't even there for the good years.
You no, I wasn't.
Flip in and out.
That's true.
What's happening after Melbourne Comedy Fest for you? Do you get a little break or are you ripping into it?
After Melbourne, I get a 2-day break.
Oh,
my girlfriend's coming to visit, so she can check out Melbourne and
she
Australia.
Been here before?
No, never. So
exciting.
That's pretty exciting. Mm. And then we're off to Sydney, where I'm going to do that comedy festival, and then Perth, that comedy festival. and then touring with the Melbourne Roadshow. So I'll be all over rural Victoria this year. That'll be fun.
Great. Yeah. So have you done that before? Because I know you've been to Australia many times.
Yeah.
Have you done any rural stuff, or you've just done city-based stuff?
No, I've been on the Melbourne Comedy Festival tour for years and years. So I've seen more of Australia than I have seen of Canada or the US, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Probably more than me then.
And I always love it because they're so keen in the rural towns. Like not every.
Yeah, because they don't get a lot of stuff.
That's exactly it. So they just sell out these theaters and. Yeah. Nice.
I love the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. I've been associated with it for many, many years, not as a comic you understand, but you know, in my other professional life. I think it's a great festival, but do you agree, Deanne Smith, that it has got so big?
Yeah.
That, I mean, I find it daunting. I notice and the comics I know are all exhausted at the end of their runs, and it's a very competitive, like, do we extend the festival out and have a smaller sort of off festival fringe kind of comedy and then have the main show? Like, it's a long gig. That's a long, particularly now that you have to back it up and take it to Sydney.
Yeah. Gosh, I wouldn't know how to rearrange the Melbourne Comedy Festival, but
kind of has to be this big, I think.
Yeah.
Well, isn't Edinburgh, you know,
Edinburgh is out of control. Like, Melbourne is really manageable compared to that.
Yeah. Right. Wow.
But I think the audience is there for it. I don't think too many shows are really struggling. So I think as long as the audience is keen to come out.
It is the one festival, I'd say, that Melbourne attracts from all walks of life. Like, when you're at, you know, be up in the Peter Cook Bar, and there's just people from every socioeconomic and racial background, like, and all the queers get involved. And, like, it feels like a really community
festival.
It's
a fantastic time to be in Melbourne.
It's a great. But, you know, my one, I do find it's like the Grand Prix. When Melbourne Grand Prix is on, everyone's driving like Fangio, and everyone thinks they're a comic.
It's a public during transport school.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, I think at Comedy Festival. Yeah. But anyway, it's great. Deanne Smith is performing at 8:30 nightly at Taxi on the Riverfront down there. You can book tickets through the Comedy Festival website, comedyfestival.com.au.
Yes. That seems like what it would be.
Yeah. It seems reasonable, doesn't it?
And do you have your own website where people can
I do have my own website,
check
but
in?
Like a comic, I never update it. But if you want to check it out, go to deannesmith.com, see what's there. It's great. A few months old.
You won't get there unless you type big D, little E, big A.
Now you can you can type whatever.
Deanne also has a podcast, which I'm enjoying very much, called Questionable at Best.
Oh, yeah, that's a fun time.
I listened to a few episodes last night on my walk, laughed. I learned what to do, how to put makeup on my hooded eyelids, because I have them.
Oh, right, because at the end of the podcast, I always do a little something called Learn a Thing.
Yeah.
And I just get my guests to tell us anything in like
and she was,
minutes.
And I was walking the beach and I was thinking, oh, God, I think I've got hooded eyes. How am I going to? And then I thought, well, I don't do smoky eye makeup. So
you do have hooded eyes.
I do.
And you learned that from listening to my podcast.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I got
great.
Back and I looked in the mirror and I went, oh, God, Jesus.
It's a learning experience. Eyes.
And now I need to have smoky things and I've got to raise these up. So I learned something. So
that's
it's a
great.
Good podcast.
Yeah.
If you're going to listen to one, listen to that. Hey, Deanne Smith, thanks so much for coming in to join us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
I'm going to introduce this song as you walk out. This is B-Field and Dance Again. You're on Drape 94.9. I tell you right now that my heart
is broken. Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.